New FM is local as, and you're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Hello, Kath. Hello, Stephen. How you guys going?
Very well, Kriba. You're looking very sharp with your new haircut there.
Thank you. Fresh fades.
Yeah, it's looking very good. What'd you ask the barber for?
I said, give me the best possible haircut. They went, no problems. And they just did it.
They didn't go, oh, that's a very subjective thing to say. They just knew.
No.
Wow.
No, I only go to very confident barbers. That's like one of my traits in life.
Yeah, well, there you go. I feel like that's something you should really live by.
Absolutely. Like the one that I go to, they've got a dog just living in the shop, right? Well, it comes in with them each day.
Yeah.
Doors open. And you know what? They go, if you're willing to have your dog in the barbershop with the door open for it to come and go as it pleases, that's a confident person, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, confidence is the best. Yeah, exactly.
Well, speaking of worker dogs, I've seen Alf is in the building, Jess.
Yes.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good to have Alf return into the studio. It's been a long hiatus.
I know.
Is he living it up?
Oh, you know, he's been enjoying sleep-ins.
Oh,
one of us had to.
Well, that's...
Well, you just sit there envious of your dog.
Very
sleeping
envious.
In the dog bed.
Yep.
Fair enough, fair enough. Well, it's going to be a great week. I can feel it in my bones.
Okay.
Monday, full of possibilities.
And full of excitement as well. Kat's back for a full week this time.
I know.
A little short week last week.
Yeah.
And the radio weekend. Gods have been kind and delivered many humiliations over the weekend so that I may tell funny stories on the radio.
Well.
Yay.
That's all you want in life, isn't it?
Your loss, our gain.
Yeah, that's it. If you leave enough like offerings to them, they deliver usually. That's what I find. So we're going to enjoy all of that for the week ahead here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, unbelievably, been 30 years since Alison Newstead walked out of her family home in Cessnock, never seen again. I wasn't even alive when this happened. Can you give me a bit of an update on or a refresher on what happened?
Yeah, so Alison was 17 years old when she left her house, as you said, in Cessnock on October 6 back in 1993. And she was reported missing, and then tragically a few days later her body was found at an abandoned colliery about 8 km outside of Cessnock. And ever since, police have been trying to work out what happened. Her cause of death still unknown. They still don't know what happened. Homicide squad detectives have previously said that her death is most definitely suspicious, and they're pretty confident that even 30 years on, somebody does know something. Last year, the state government teamed up with New South Wales Police to announce a $750,000 reward for anyone who comes forward with information that could lead to some answers, possibly to the arrest of, you know, someone over Alison's death. So 30 years on, they're still asking for anyone, doesn't matter how tiny a little piece of information, if you think it's, you know, small, insignificant, it could very well help police. So,
and you think with like the update of technology and how good it's gotten in the last 3 decades, that they'd be able to have a slither of new information. It's such a shame for the family that they haven't received that closure yet.
Exactly.
Such a sad story, and of course it's going to be sad on the roads today, Jess.
Yeah, so if you've been travelling between sort of Maitland and Newcastle over the last couple of days, you might have noticed that the 60k speed limit is now even worse, because there's only now one lane open in each direction from the sort of Taro exit ramp over to just before sort of the Hexham Bridge. They were doing some work on the Taro Rail Bridge, but there's some repairs that they've discovered were a bit more urgent than they thought, so they've had to reduce the lanes back from 4 back to 2, so to get those works done.
Yeah, I might have noticed that, Jess. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Well, I mean, if it's urgent repairs on a bridge, though, you don't want to put that off. Go, you know, the guys that are having a bit slow in the morning getting in, we'll keep it open. I feel like it's better to fix it, right?
Well,
it's definitely better to fix it, but they could have fixed it a couple of months ago too.
And they don't even know how long it's going to take. It's just until further notice at this point.
Do you reckon they're like, we just need to hold to the Christmas period? Then everyone's off work, then we can, you know, like, it won't be so busy.
You know what? I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad they're doing it because it sounds like it's not very safe, and we want our roads to be safe.
That's my main concern.
Main message for motorists, though, use alternative routes if you can, and please allow extra travel time.
A lot of extra travel time,
like double the time that it would normally take you to get into the city. Because it's, I mean, that part of the road is already a pinch point. Like, it's already slow. It's going to be nightmarish by 7. So, you know, if you can go a different way, go a different way.
Like, leave the night before. Even. That's my top tip, all right? If you're thinking, oh,
we're going to a hotel in the city.
Exactly.
Probably be easier.
That's the best way to do it. New FM.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Going to be absolute bedlam on the roads this morning with the New England Highway at Tallaght down to one lane in each direction, as Jess was just saying.
That's going to be painful.
Look, it's been painful for a while. So for a while now, they've been saying that trucks had to use the inside lanes and that, you know, the variable speed limit has been in place, slowing it down from 90 down to 60 Ks. But what they've done now is they've closed the outside lanes going over the Tara Rail Bridge. So we're down to one lane. Even if you're coming off Anderson Street, you're going into one lane there. So it's going to be really awful. And on any given day, normally, that traffic will back up very, very quickly back to Beresfield, you know, by about 7:30 in the morning. You've usually got delays going on the Hexham Bridge as well. So please do allow extra travel time. If you can go a different way and not use that section of the New England Highway through Tara, I know it's really hard, Maitland people. I do this drive every single day. But if you can go another way, please do so.
You know who's going to be the big winner out of this?
Who?
Helicopter companies. There's people going to want to get, you know what, I'm going to take a chopper today, get on that little Uber flight section. Happy days.
Once again, Crevo just showing how out of touch he is. He's on a better wicket than you and I, Kat. Well, he's just going to use his helicopter to get to and from work every day.
If only. Well, yeah, like I said, they're going to do well out of this because some people are going to want to lift.
Now, though, I did some winning of my own over the weekend. Because it was the Abysmal Abilities end of season wrap-up. Now, Crevo's very familiar with Abysmal Abilities. You might not be so familiar, Kath. They're my five-a-side soccer team. Right. So I play like mixed five-a-side soccer on a Wednesday night. We're called Abysmal Abilities. And we won the competition last year.
Sweet.
Scored us, right, $100 voucher to Modus.
Oh, how good.
So we're like, you know what, we were waiting for ages to try and find a time where everyone can, you know, it's hard to organise socially a group like that outside of your regular Wednesday night fixture. So we waited weekend after weekend trying to find one where everyone's free. Anyway, we settled on Saturday night, $100 Modus voucher, which doesn't get you very far. They got all the craft beers and the flashy cocktails, so drinks are nice, but very expensive.
Right.
So we decided to book a table at like 7 o'clock at Modus and have a barbecue in the afternoon and a few drinks beforehand at a house nearby.
Preloaded.
Smart.
Yeah, well, that's it. We're trying to save some money and also a bit of additional team bonding. So we had a few drinks, rocked up to Modus, already, you know, a little bit tipsy.
Lubricated.
And then, yeah, you know, use $100 voucher there, a few drinks each, doesn't get you far. And we did a bit of a bar hop after that. Turned out to be a very nice night. We haven't really hung out as a team outside of the soccer pitch for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just enjoying ourselves. All partners were involved as well. So my partner, Siobhan, came. It was a very nice night. But after our bar hop, obviously I'm more than a little bit tipsy. You know, got some garlic sauce dripping down my face from Cappadocia. It's been a big night, right?
Yeah.
So we get home and I'm ready for bed. I'm pretty knackered.
That's why he's knackered.
Yeah.
He's had a huge night.
Pretty tired. So I'm ready for bed. But my partner, Siobhan, she's not ready for bed just yet. She's had a few drinks and she's starting to ask the big questions in this world.
Right.
So we're lying down in bed and she turns to me and she says, I kid you not, Stephen, would you love me as a worm? I was like, what do you mean? Please elaborate on this. And she was like, if like a magic spell was cast on me,
sure,
I'll turn into a worm tomorrow.
Okay.
Would you still love me? Now, how do you answer that question?
Well, the correct answer is yes.
I'd say the correct answer is, if I was a worm as well, you're the most beautiful worm I've ever seen. Maybe something like that.
That's what you go for?
Yeah.
Well, both those answers are probably better than my blanket, no, I'm going to bed. Because I was like, I'm not up for this at the moment. She's like, what do you mean, no? I was like, well, I'm not attracted to worms. You're lucky if I don't squish you into the pavement, honestly. I'm ready for bed.
Siobhan said, would you be attracted? attracted to me if I was a worm.
But you said no.
I certainly did. I'll have to implement this. I would. You're the most beautiful worm ever, though. Maybe in the future.
That'll do better for you.
One, two, three. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
And it is time to play Newcastle's favourite game. It is Three of a Kind.
Come on!
A new prize to give away, a family pass for Rippit Golf Broadmeadow.
Oh, if you drive past this, it looks so good. It's the one near that drive-through KFC.
That hell futuristic one, isn't
it? Yeah, you look at that and go, am I in the future right now? Yes, I am. Look how good that Rippit Golf is.
When was the last time you went and played Papa Golf?
Not recently enough.
It's a really good thing to do. I love doing it with my nephew.
Yeah.
I mean, he beats me every single time, but,
you know.
Sounds
like a gun.
We need to get some practice at Rippit, clearly.
Absolutely we do. So 4967-4105, if you want to call and play Three of a Kind.
They don't just have putt-putt there as well, though. They've got, like, the golf simulators, which is what really draws me to Rippit.
Yeah.
Basically, like, say, I mean, it's going to be a hot summer, 35-degree day. You can play 18 holes in air conditioning. You don't have to move. You don't have to walk around.
Oh, none of that sweating.
I mean, the bar is, like, 20 metres away. This is what, like, this is the real appeal for me. Mm. So you can just play golf inside, away from the elements.
Explain this game before we kind of go too far. So Three of a Kind is our famous game that we play every morning at the same time. And all you need to do is tell us what the category is of the three things that we give you. Are you ready to practice, boys?
All right, I'm always ready.
I know you like the practice.
Yes. Okay.
You just like playing
Screamer.
Games, ready?
Yeah.
All right, your name is your buzzer. Here we go. I've gone completely past.
Here we go. I've got one for us.
New game. Cats versus Crevo. Here we go. Lined up.
For example, if I were to go for you two, name is your buzzer.
Yeah.
Fruit Loops, Nutri-Grain, Cocoa Pops.
Crevo. Cats.
Oh, I think Crevo in just quickest.
Breakfast cereals.
I would have just taken cereals, but yeah, breakfast cereals is correct.
One on the board.
4967-4105 if you want to play with us this morning and I will wake up.
Yeah, that's all right.
If you heard that cereal thing and went, I knew cereals, that was me, this is your chance.
Let's go to New Lambton Heights first for Friday's runner-up, returning on Monday. Morning, Mark, how's things?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, mate, awesome. You sound exhilarated on your Monday. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad.
Oh, that's what we love to hear. Well, up against you this morning, we head to Maitland, where we say good morning to Simone. How's things?
Good morning.
You feeling good on your Monday?
Yes.
Oh, of course you are. Silly question. Sorry for asking it. Yeah. All right, well.
You should be sorry,
let's
Stephen.
Let's get into a bit of housekeeping before we start today's game. Of course, we need to test everyone's buzzer. Now, your name is your buzzer. Mark, you know what you're doing, so you go first.
Mark.
Lovely. Simone, you're next.
Simone.
All right, easy as.
Everyone gets it.
Everyone is firing, good to go. The scoring system works. First to two, best of three. Best of luck to both our contestants this morning. First one I've got for the two of you is Rexona, Dove, Lynx.
Mark.
Simone.
Mark was quickest there.
Deodorant.
Deodorant is correct.
Bang.
Well done, sir. One on the board.
Mark to, of course, take it with the next one. Simone to stay in it. Bit of scoreboard pressure.
All right, here we go. Next one I've got. Tortellini, macaroni, penne. Simone was definitely quickest there.
Pasta
is correct.
Oh, my God.
Which means...
You couldn't script this. This is very exciting.
To a tiebreaker.
Here we go. Don't let that suspense sound wig you out, guys.
All right. For all the bickies, and by that, I mean to family pass to Rippit Golf, your final one is Pringles, Red Rock, Deli, Smiths.
Mark.
Mark, quickest there.
Chips
is correct. Well done, sir. Second time famously the charm, as the saying is. You're off to Rippit Golf. How good's that?
Oh, that's awesome, guys.
Ah,
thanks
fantastic.
Very much.
You're very welcome. Now, Simone, as our runner-up and Maitland representative of the morning, can we get you back for another chance tomorrow?
I'll let someone else have a go. Thanks, guys.
That's all right. We won't force you.
This is not a hostage situation. You do what you want to do in your own life.
Well, that means we've got two spots up for grabs tomorrow with Three of a Kind. Rippit vouchers will be back same time, same place here at New FM.
Boys, as you know, not that long ago, only earlier this year, I moved into my lovely house in East Maitland, which I adore, and I absolutely love the community.
We've been told you can't call it East Maitland, though.
Why?
Because you're in some estate, right?
Isn't special
like
estate.
The flashier part of East Maitland.
Right. I'd been there about 2 weeks when somebody finally said to me, you don't live in East Maitland.
Where do you live?
You live in Rathluba.
Rathluba. Ooh.
Fancy. Rathluba.
Which actually helped make a lot of sense, right? Because one of the first things you do when you go to a new community is you find your Facebook groups,
yeah,
right?
Of course
you find your hairdresser, you find your butcher, you find your Facebook groups. So you know what's going on. And most of the groups that I was joining, which were East Maitland groups who were, you know, not near me at all. Anyway, so I started to find a few of the Rathluba groups, and then I started to find a couple of other groups, and then I noticed that there's actually a bit of a feud going on between the various groups in the broader East Maitland community.
I love this. It's so spicy, and we're not from there, of course. We're not Rathlubans. So
it doesn't affect us at all. Yeah.
So most of the Rathluba specialist groups, right, are actually really small groups, like crazy small groups, and there's only like 150 people in there, and they're like literally, hey, your dog's out, you know, like literally talking to their neighbour that's like three doors down.
16A, get your dog back in.
But it got one better when I discovered a different East Maitland group when I went back looking at the broader community, the East Maitland, Raworth, Tanambit and Morpeth neighbourhood group, which has, I think, the best questions I have ever seen to join a group.
Oh, I love this.
Because normally the questions to join a community group like that are just like, what street do you live on? That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. And
one
do
of
you
the Rathluba ones is, what is the longest street in Rathluba? And I'm like, I've got no idea, man. I just moved here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this one asks, are you Facebook friends with this person or any admin from the other well-known toxic neighbourhood group?
Oh, Lord.
Yes or no?
That's unreal.
The politics.
Question number two, do you agree to play nice and not push your own personal agenda? And do you agree to the rules? One of the rules, which is the following list of people are not welcome in our group because they're part of the toxic group East Maitland, Raworth, Tanambit, Morpeth neighbourhood.
Oh my God, so spicy.
And this is a group that you join, you have no intention in contributing to. You just want to watch like the ongoings of the group, don't you?
I call these groups popcorn groups, right? You just join to eat the popcorn and watch the toxicity. Why people do this to each other, I don't know. Why people need to be mean to each other on Facebook, I don't know. But I do know that it is an enormous amount of emotional energy that goes into it.
And the power trip that admins of these groups have. They act like what they do matters. I'm sorry if you are an admin to one those groups. It doesn't matter.
What you're doing
is so medial, but they act like they've got some sort of like prestige because they're an admin of these groups.
I think the only power trip bigger than being an admin of a local community Facebook group is being an admin on Wikipedia, because those guys are, you know, really quite militant about what can and cannot be published.
All I'm going to say is boom is going to boom.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And if you're out on the roads this morning, a lot of delays around Tarra where they've closed two lanes, so one lane in each direction over the Tarra Rail Bridge there. Those delays are now backing up onto John Renshaw Drive. It's also slow if you're heading the back way from Maitland over through Raymond Terrace. Oh,
first day back at school as well. And there's also people still returning from holidays as well because they go, I'll skip it on the on the real busy time and I'll go first thing in the morning, you know, beat the rush.
That
has not worked out for you now, has it?
No. Livetraffic.com if you want to see the updates on all of those things. But basically, if you can avoid that stretch of the New England Highway, do so and allow some extra travel time.
Indeed, indeed.
Bit of better news. Yesterday, my partner Siobhan was at work. She was pretty knackered after, you know, a hard day working. And I was knackered after cleaning up the house. And I guess my housemate Nick was knackered after napping all day. I know what he did. So we decided as a house, not going to cook on Sunday.
We
got Sunday scaries. I decided, let's go to that little hill at Bar Beach near where the Anzac Walk is, watch the sunset, get some takeout, enjoy like the last of our weekend. Mm-hmm. So we need to decide what we're going to have, what we're going to enjoy on the hill. And I tried a place I've never tried before, Sapori at Taylor's. Oh my God, unbelievable pizza. Have you tried this, Kat?
No, I need to put this on. I need a list.
You
know that
I'll
like a good
out.
List.
I need a list
of all the places I need to go and eat at.
Well, Crevo's a bit of a foodie. I assume you've had Sapori Taylor's before. Oh my God, one of the best pizzas I have ever had. I had the Melanzane, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Rocco, the Bosco. We got a few pizzas and we shared them all and had bits and bobs of each.
Lucky man.
Oh my God, I cannot recommend this highly enough.
Treat yourself.
And to sit there, beautiful evening, the sun was going down. Oh, we had a few drinks as well. I'm not sure if we're allowed to take drinks there.
Well,
but
drinks of water.
Yeah, that's it. Snuck a few drinks of water into the esky, all that kind of gear. But oh my God, what a beautiful evening.
You're actually winning at life when you're doing that.
What a great pizza. I just cannot recommend highly enough.
Okay.
Write that one down right now, Cass. Gloria Taylor's.
Right now. There we go. Done. Next, though, we are after your renovation gone wrong stories. If you've got some of those, keep them ready. After a video I saw will make your skin crawl. Up next here at New FM. I've got a mate who is a sparky and he's a real perfectionist. So he's very, very careful. If you look when, say, he's done work on a meter box, all the cables like perfectly lined up and going a certain
way. How much is he paying you for this endorsement?
Well, I'm not telling
you. This is an advertisement or something.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Okay. No information, further information on that. But one of his like favorite things, right, is to send me videos of like bad workmanship. Because finds it so entertaining, I guess.
Yeah.
So he sent me this video of this tradie working on a bathroom, taking the tiles off to put new tiles on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally, that at least needs a little chiseling. But the way he was this tradie was taking the tiles off, he just lightly touched them and they fell off the wall.
Oh, no.
It is as if they had been glued on with a Yoo-hoo glue stick rather than correct tile glue. And he's like, take a look at this, absolute chumps who have done this tiling job. I mean, easy for the demolition because they had nothing to do.
Well, that's what they were thinking about when they applied it.
I don't think so. It looked like they'd been glued on with Vegemite or something like that.
Betting they weren't waterproof either.
Definitely not. That's why this...
mold central, isn't it?
Exactly. Oh. That's why they had to do a bathroom reno because they'd done such a bad job. And I got us thinking, reno's gone wrong. If you've got a story, call up now, 4967-4105. Maybe, it took too long, budget went out, or bad job was done.
Well, the funny thing about reno's gone wrong is, sometimes it is poor tradesmanship. But sometimes a lot of people try and do reno's by themselves. A bit of DIY tradies out there. And, if you're trying to do it in your own home, sometimes you just bite off more than you can chew.
I'm thinking there's going to be a few staffers at Bunnings have great stories about this going wrong because everybody would be trying to do it themselves and then going back into Bunnings and say, I've stuffed it, what do I need to do to fix it?
To try and repair it.
Well, that's it. I worked at Bunnings for 5 years.
Yeah.
And it used to be so many times, yes, you can buy this cheap brand. But you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Buy the more expensive one. Just do it right. You're going to do it once. You can have it forever.
Yeah.
Of course, they never listen, do they? They always go and try and save a penny wherever they can. End up costing them more in the long run anyway.
Speaking of DIY, I once went to put in, it's on my house, it's a brick house, went to put some vents in the bottom right near the ground to try and increase the airflow under the house.
Right, okay.
Had this big hammer drill thing going through the mortar, took out, there's one brick, there's another brick. Oh, it'll fit. Oh, hang on. We can see through into the house. Gone too high on where the vents are.
Oh, no.
Absolute disaster. So this is what we're after here, 4967-4105.
And I think tradies do this, right? They often send around videos of things that are really, really bad. So my mate Aaron runs a stump grinding business, often sends a video of somebody failing to dial before they dig and digging up a pipe or something. My brother is a classic. So he's a fridgey.
Yeah.
And he specialises in air cons. Now, normally he's working on kind of, air cons and refrigeration for Coles, Woolies type installations.
Yeah, commercial jobs.
But invariably, from time to time, somebody will call him and ask him to do them a solid because they've tried to put in their own split system aircon and failed.
It's harder than it looks. There's a lot of weight in those things, isn't it?
Well, he reckons the best, the most common stuff up is that they don't put them level. So they're crooked and then doesn't work very well.
People just have such unfounded confidence, don't they? Just bite off more than they can chew. A home DIY. This is the story we're looking for. 4967-4105. Of course, $100 fuel cards up for grabs this morning. We head to Madawi. Good morning, Gabby. Tell us, when did the reno go wrong?
Good morning, guys. So this was a really simple little one and it didn't work, unfortunately. My partner decided to remove our fireplace, do a few minor repairs on it and put it back in.
Okay. Doesn't seem like a simple one.
Yeah, well, he thought it was at first. Yeah. He pulled the fireplace out and he heard this almighty bang.
Uh-oh.
Turns out there was a very large, very heavy flue that was sitting on top of the fireplace that when he removed the fireplace, he could no longer put the flue back up to put the fireplace back in.
Oh, no. What an absolute disaster.
So what do you do? What happened?
So we waited about 5 years with no fireplace and a flue in our living room before we ended up paying someone to fix it for it.
That was not the answer I was expecting at all.
It's a classic as well. You would have been nagging him every weekend. When you get to that fireplace, I'll get to it. Leave me alone. 5 years goes down the track, still sitting there.
Oh, what an absolute nightmare.
Thanks, Gabby.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And how's this for a bit of fun, team? In a weekend of firsts for myself, tried out a new venue on Saturday night. Jams, karaoke and bar.
Oh, dear.
So it's like it's in one of those little streets between Hunter and King Street. I think called Union Street is the one it's actually on. It's just across the road from Next.
Mm-hmm.
It's this little, like, I guess, Japanese-style karaoke bar, which is fun. Like, you go to the toilets and like the bidet and everything, seat warmers. It's all like, I don't know.
I like that's your favourite and first thing you talk about.
No, that's a bit of fun, isn't it? So, like, you can go in and there's lots of little rooms you can hire, right? Private rooms you can hire. Yeah. Or there's like a communal room with a bar where you can just go in with a bunch of other strangers and just
sing your heart out.
Sing your heart out, which is what we ended up doing. So I did a solo performance of Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Wow.
Feel the rain on your skin. No. Anyway, and then I did a duet with my partner Siobhan. You're the Music in Me from High School Musical 2.
Oh, dear.
Banger song, banger film. So,
has anyone got video of Stephen singing? Please submit it. @Novos_. I'd love to see it.
Certainly video out there, but I've paid a lot of money to keep that, you know.
Hush.
Yeah, keep it hush.
All right. Well, I mean, what a great, sounds like a great venue.
Yeah, so Jams is what it's called. A lot of fun. I actually thoroughly enjoyed myself.
I'll add it to my list.
Indeed. Up next, I witnessed something yesterday that just shows how Newcastle is really changing in a big way. I'll tell you all about it up next. Switching gears a little bit, yesterday, after closed the shop for the day, had to go and do the banking, like just do the deposit at the ATM. Some people still pay in cash, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So I nipped down to the Commonwealth. There's like a spot where you can use the ATM to do deposits.
Mm-hmm.
It's just near like Raj's Corner and Guzman and that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I'm on Beaumont Street, parked the car, and I've got like the there's a couple of $100 in the in my backpack, and I have to like quickly count it to make sure how much is there before I put it in for the deposit for the day. Anyway, I do that, and out of the corner of my eye, I just saw this lady like standing there watching me. I was like,
You're always suspicious.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, you always just get nervous. I don't know about you guys, because you rarely carry cash these days.
When you
do, you're always just like a little bit nervous. Anyway, I thought nothing of it. I was like, surely nothing. Stop worrying about it. Anyway, go up to the ATM and I put the card in, and out the corner of my eye, there's that lady again. I was like, what's going on here? Anyway, I start punching in the numbers and put the stuff in the little thing, and the flap closes. She goes, "Hey, mate. You're at the ATM. Can you get me $10? My car's out of petrol." And I'm like, oh, sorry. I was actually putting money in the machine. Now I don't have any. Anyway, she went about her day. She, all right, and like scuttled off and ran away. And I was like, oh, okay, that was really weird. Anyway, I'm standing there. I finish up what I'm doing. And out of the corner of my eye, because I am opposite Raj's Corner, somebody walks out, and have you seen this? Raj's Corner now, they have these flash new bags that all the food comes in, not just plastic anymore. It's actually the exact same orange as the Louis Vuitton boxes.
Right.
Okay.
And the writing is similar as well.
Yeah.
It looks fancy. Of course I went in for a bit of Raj's Corner, because it caught my eye and the advertising got me. And I thought to myself, you know what? This just shows the dichotomy of how Newcastle is changing. On one side of the street, on Beaumont Street, I feel like I'm about to be, you know, stabbed by a living, walking, talking Winnie Red cigarette. And on the other side, we've got the fanciest Indian food that Newcastle has to offer in the flashiest looking bags. And the advertising got me.
What's caught my attention about this story is, how do you know the orange that Louis Vuitton bags come in? I don't think I've ever once purchased a Louis Vuitton item.
Have you never seen one even on TV?
No.
The box. You know what? Just look at a Raja's Corner bag. Now you know.
I need to renegotiate my pay packet. That's all I'm saying.
Newcastle is changing before our very eyes, guys. I'm telling you.
We're in such a good mood, so I hate to bring it down, but team, I'm getting up on my soap.
On your soapbox? What's happened?
Yeah, look, last week, I'm not sure if you guys would have seen it on the telly, but the new season of The Amazing Race began.
I saw the ads
celebrity
for
it. One.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought that up, because celebrity is such a loose term. It started on Wednesday. Anyway, so I thought, oh, I'd have a look. Chucked it on the telly. I was just sitting down having dinner. I was like, you know, I'll just watch it, see what's going on.
Yeah.
Man, this label celebrity is getting looser and looser, isn't it? I mean, there are some big stars on the show. Ben Gillies is on there, who is, you know, the drummer from Silverchair, sure. Our very own.
Yeah.
Emma Watkins is there, who's on The Wiggles. So there are some household names.
Mm.
But, I mean, I guess the depth of talent drops so quickly from there.
How else do you got?
Harry Jowsey. Anyone know who that is?
Nah.
That's a household name. Harry Jowsey's house.
Yeah, he's some influencer apparently. Dane Simpson is a comedian. Never heard of him. Some guy, George Maldonov, I think. I can't pronounce his name right because I don't know who he is. He was a runner-up of Australian Survivor. Didn't even win it. And how's this, right? On there as well, Ali Simpson, who is famous for being Cody Simpson's sister.
Right.
You are actually on the wind-up. Cody Simpson hasn't been a household name in about 10 years, let alone his sister. It's outrageous. I have no issue at all with them doing a celebrity amazing race.
That actually sounds like a fun concept.
But they need celebrities. If you're, like, going through the names and you've called up all these people, I feel like as an exec at one of these big, you know, TV companies, you got to be like, oh, well, we don't have the celeb interest. Let's just do a normal season of Amazing Race. Or, you know, like, pull the pin on it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable what they allow to get through these days as a celebrity.
Or, you know, as an absolute last resort, they could always ring up some breakfast announcer at a radio station in Newcastle.
Stephen.
And Stephen could be on his own edition of The Amazing Race.
I've got to have a bit more of a household influence than some of these people on the list. I mean, I'm far from a celebrity. Yeah, I don't know. If I have a bigger family than them, more people know me than these people. It is outrageous. Pull the pin on it. That's all I'm saying.
Stephen says it's got to go.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, and don't forget, everyone, school zone's back in place. Make sure you slow down, stay safe. Let's keep the kids safe this morning.
Yeah, we most certainly should. And fret not if your journey's going to take a little bit longer because you're slowing down and, you know, other various traffic issues right around the Hunter. Because if you're in the car for a little bit longer, after 8 o'clock, back due to popular demand, New FM's ticket picker box with brand new prizes up for grabs, including, like you said just before, Kath, apparently we've got some tickets to Sir Paul McCartney.
So, yes, sir.
It's coming up after 8. Before we get there, though, gents, as I mentioned to you last week after seeing a rather unflattering photo of myself, I've decided to get myself back to the gym, and that meant going to find a new gym. And, of course, as the radio gods will always determine, you know, if you're going to talk about something on the radio and it perhaps isn't quite that funny, something catastrophic will happen to
Uh-oh.
You over the weekend so you can talk about it on the radio. This one involves a public place, a wardrobe malfunction, and an injury.
The Holy Trinity.
Oh. The Holy Trinity is coming up soon on UFM. So I was out on the weekend trying to find a new gym, and there's a few to choose from around East Maitland. I think there's about 18 between Maitland and work. And I've got to tell you, I had a whole weekend planned, right?
Right, okay.
Had a hit list of all of the gyms that I was going to go to, and I was going to do a couple of trial workouts, and some of them I was just going to go and have a look.
So while I was bar hopping, you were gym hopping.
That was the thing for my weekend. So I go to the first one on Friday night.
Oh, okay.
Literally
starting
the first
it early.
One, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to do a trial workout, and I'm like chatting to the guys and doing a little tour, and then I'm, all right, I'll just do a few weights.
Mm-hmm.
So I get in there and I go down and pick up the barbell, I'm going to do a few deadlifts. And literally on the first deadlift, I hear an undeniable sound of a rip.
No, you didn't. Not first deadlift.
Yes, I did.
No,
so I am still
didn't.
Bending down, holding the bar, completely convinced at this point in time that the entire gym is looking at my panties. And I'm just frozen and I can't think of anything good. I know, total freeze. Anyway, so part of my brain is doing the whole, oh my God, can the gym can see my panties? What kind of panties am I wearing? My mother would be ashamed if people see my panties.
Oh.
The other part of my brain is like, all right, what are you going to do to get out of this? Where are the change rooms? I don't know where the change rooms are.
New gym.
I've never been to the gym.
First time in here.
But I knew I couldn't bend over and put the bar down again because that would rip more. So I'm frog walking across, right, with the barbell to put it back on the rack, right, so I don't have to bend over again. While doing so, twisting my back and causing an injury. So now I've got a sore back. I'm pretty sure I've got a hole in my pants and I'm in a strange place.
It's not a good situation.
The holy trifecta.
It's safe to say you haven't chosen that gym then to go to regularly.
Well, you can never return, can you?
No, never. Particularly after what I did next. So I've put the barbell down on the rack, grabbed
there's
my
towel. There's not more to come.
But wait,
there's more.
Grabbed my towel, tucked it into the back of my pants so it's like a horse tail hanging out the back. Finally go and find the bathrooms, get in there, and it wasn't actually my pants. I'd ripped my shirt.
Oh.
So instead of getting a view of my panties, they'd gotten a view of my bra.
Oh, my God. So embarrassing.
Mortified, unable to get out of this, I basically just ran from the gym. And I didn't go to any other gyms all weekend, which means I still now have to find a gym and I had to get over this mortifying tale.
That's going to take time. Don't underestimate the trauma healing you have to do after an event like that. But if it does make you feel any better, it's happened to the best of us.
I'm pretty sure it would have happened to Jess. She's a bit of a gym junkie.
No.
Well, it would have happened to Crevo. He's never going to the gym. But Jess goes all the time. I'm sure you've got some stories of some gym fails that have happened in your tenure.
Along the journey.
Well, your story just made me remember something that didn't happen to me but happened to my partner. I've had plenty of Chestnut. Fall off the rig, drop stuff on my toes, have bruises like everywhere. But my partner is, well, he's known for often not wearing undies. He'll wear shorts, but he won't wear undies.
Free
so,
baller.
Yes. He was at the gym and he rang me and he's like, where are you? I'm like, oh, like I'm on the way home. And he goes, can you go get me a pair of pants? I'm like, why? He goes, well, I'm at CrossFit and I've ripped my pants and I get down there and I'm like, oh, can't be that bad. He didn't sound that panicked. And I walk in there and he's got a sock.
He stopped the workout,
he put a sock on, and he kept going.
He did not.
Oh, my God.
Does that make you feel better, Kat?
Considerably, yeah.
That is outrageous.
Far better than any story that I've got.
Oh, and look.
Oh, dear.
4967.
Sorry, Morgan.
4967405 is a magic number. It doesn't have to be a wardrobe malfunction. Just any fail that you've witnessed at the gym. Maybe it's like a trip on the treadmill or
injury.
Like Jess alluded to, you've dropped weights on your foot or something like that. 4967405. We need to make Kat feel better because she's a shell of a human being in the studio. And for trading your pain, you can get yourself $100 fuel cards, which, I mean, we'll make that pain ever so slightly better, won't
we? Well, you've seen the price of petrol at the moment.
Drive to the gym cheaper.
That's it.
Wardrobe malfunction plus an injury in a public place is always, you know, comedy gold.
It is the holy trifecta. But we're not just looking for, you know, like your wardrobe malfunctions. Here's one of my worst ones, and I can't even believe I'm sharing this. I was just having a bit of a walk. I was cooling down after a run on the treadmill at the gym. So I opened up my water bottle. I'd worked up a sweat. So I was having a drink from my water bottle and accidentally dropped the lid of the you know, my water bottle.
Yeah.
So I was on the ground. I tried to go pick it up. Bent over, spilt water on the treadmill, and then slipped on said water. Lost all.
No.
Nightmare.
That is a disaster.
4967-4105. If you've got a story that you can tell of the funniest thing that's happened to you at the gym, we put this up on the socials last night because I knew I'd have to tell this story this morning. And we've got a couple of classics that come in. Mike heard this story a thousand times. He's paid for a gym membership for the last 3 years, but he hasn't really been much. And my personal favourite is CJ, who posted that she and her friend were on an exercise bike at 5:30 in the morning. Champion getting up that early. Two guys decided to try and impress them, but they exerted themselves a little bit too hard and both farted.
Oh, no.
Never forget that, too, when everyone looks at you, you know, in that sort of situation.
It is a disaster. This is what we're chasing. 4967405. And what we got? $100 fuel cards as well, don't we?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Charlestown first. Robbie, what's your story?
Good morning. I don't know what it's flipping called. I think it's called a hip flexor thingy.
Right,
you know,
okay.
You put your legs in it and you got to push it out.
Oh, yeah, that's a hip flexor,
Oh, I was right, yeah. Well, I sort of went a little bit too hard on the weight and pushed out a little bit hard and I buggered my hip.
No.
No good.
Nightmare, yeah. Injuries are never fun at the gym because then you've got to do the walk of shame, the waddle of shame back out to the car park as well, don't you?
Indeed. To Aberglasson, Amanda, what's your story?
I was in the gym and I was doing deadlifts and I'd managed to rip my pants and I had my awesome Batman logo.
No, you didn't.
Oh. I did. Okay.
For everyone to see.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-
it. Wrapping it up in Maitland, Greenkeeper Pete, what's your story?
Oh, mate, embarrassing. We're doing Zumba at Griffith at the gym, and as you do when you're finished doing a class, you're doing a bit of stretching, and Melinda had those headsets on, so she's on the ground doing the whole lower back stretch, you know, you put your legs together and you bend over with your head towards your crutch. Well, she's got the massive bottom burp and it went right through the whole sound system.
Oh, indeed.
On the mic.
I don't think we can beat that. I think that's unbeatable.
I love the term bottom burp as well. That is something I'm going to start implementing into my vocabulary, I think.
Do you feel better, Kath?
No, I'm still mortified.
Oh, we haven't done our job then.
This is 105.3 New FM's Ticket Picker Box.
Yeah, this will cue your Monday blues, won't it? Back due to popular demand. I mean, it was meant to be finished last week, but they've gone, you know what? We got some more tickets, and the people in Newcastle, they want it. So New FM's Ticket Picker Box is back and with a vengeance. I mean, the headline act of this week, we've heard Sir Paul McCartney in the mix, in the boxes.
Yes, sir. How good is that?
We've got three boxes in studio. They've been delivered as they are every morning. I've got box one. Crevo's got box two. Kath has got box three. Mm-hmm. You need to call up 4967-4105. Call that magic number now. And you've just got to pick box one, two, or three.
Simple.
It is so simple. Now, every box does contain a prize. So you walk away a winner regardless of what box you pick.
That's a Stephen guarantee right there.
And you know what? I don't give them out lightly.
No.
But the prize you get is determined and dictated by the box you pick. So pretty simple. It'll cure your Monday blues. Make it real easy for you in this early morning drive if you're stuck in traffic. You know, 4967-405 is the magic number. You call up now.
Yeah.
Let's get another local winner on. From Merriweather. Morning, Melissa. How are you?
Good, thank you.
How was your weekend? Did you get up to much fun?
Yeah, just for the kids back to school, so.
Oh, you'd be a little bit happy about that secretly?
Yes.
Not even a secret.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Well,
we'll be playing, of course, a little bit of thinking music, and then we're going to need you to pick one, two, or three. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, thinking music time. This is what you got to think.
Oh. Just as a reminder, Stephen has box one, Crevo has box two, and I have box number three.
Okay, thinking time is up. It's time to pick one, two, or three. What do you want?
Box three, please.
Box number three. Melissa, you have won a double pass to the cause.
Oh, yeah! How good is that?
That's awesome. Thank you.
You are going off to see the cause with a whole lot of support acts, including Natalie Imbruglia, Tony Childs and Adelaide Trio Germain. It's happening at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre on Tuesday, the 31st of October. You can get your tickets now from Ticketek. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
See, so simple, right? And of course, more chances throughout your day, more local winners. Only here on UFM.
The Novos. What's the goss? UFM.
It is time for the favourite news segment of where we get to bring in our producer, Scotty, who has... We have to give a spoiler alert for this segment this
morning.
We do.
Last night, The Voice Australia, the 12th season, the winner was crowned. They walk away with $100,000 cold hard cash, plus a recording contract with Universal Music Australia. Give you 3 seconds to block your ears if you don't want to know who the winner is.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Who won?
It was Taryn Stokes from Team Rita. She's 40 years old, and she's had a bit of history in the music industry before. She's previously been approached by Jules Sebastian, Guy Sebastian's wife, famously Guy, one of the judges on The Voice. She was asked to feature. She featured on his 2009 track, Like It Like That.
Really?
Okay.
So now, this is where it gets interesting.
You can unblock your ears now.
Yes, you can.
It was Taryn Stokes.
Oh, Crevo was that guy. Look, apparently Taryn went on a bit of a pause for her music career to prioritise her family. But now she's back better than ever and went all the way with The Voice. She was on Team Rita, which is actually... funny because local Novocastrian Emily Kate, she's 18 years old, was on The Voice this year, absolutely killed it, came second to Taryn on Team Rita.
Oh, so it was a Team Rita finale, was
really?
It?
Really?
No. She came because each judge had a member in the finale.
Right.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. So in Team Rita, Emily Kate, local, came second, and Reed and... Taryn came first overall.
It's usually a better thing to come second, though, right? Because the winner usually bombs.
I mean, I was thinking about this the other day, right? Anyone on the team, name somebody who's won The Voice ever, aside from last night's one that we just heard then, which I already can't remember.
What, Oz Idol?
No.
Oz Idol's different.
No, The Voice. That wasn't the question. Stop trying to change the rules. Anybody.
No,
I actually can't name one.
See, the only one I can name is because I'm literally looking at it now.
And that doesn't count. Yeah. Well, you've got it Googled it. It doesn't count.
The article I'm reading at the moment says, last year's winner, Lachie Gill, missed out completely. That's what it says.
I mean, yeah, like I said, I think The Voice is cursed.
The Voice is cursed. Well, it is what it is. Very well done to Taryn. She's done well to get that far on The Voice and a prosperous music career, further music career on the way for her. Now get the alarms ready, Taylor Swift chat.
Oh.
There we go. Just a quick one on Taylor Swift. She's been slammed in an Instagram story by Olivia Wilde.
Right.
And Olivia Wilde, who famously did Don't Worry Darling, used to date Harry Styles, used to be with...
As did Taylor Swift.
What's up?
Taylor Swift dated Harry for a bit, didn't she?
Taylor Swift dated Harry as well. Olivia Wilde is with Jason Sudeikis from Ted Lasso. Whole thing. That's how she's famous. She posted a screenshot of a tweet saying, I wish Taylor Swift was in love with a climate scientist. This is all because her new boyfriend, Travis Kelce, is getting all this publicity.
Yeah.
And so she's kind of having a jib there that people
jealous
would
much?
Yes. People would take the environment seriously if Taylor Swift dated him. And the Swifties have come out in numbers.
Of course they have.
Yeah.
And you're leading the charge.
I'm there first, front of the line, mate. Front
exactly.
of the line.
Exactly. All right. Thanks for that, of course. The guys, you can get it here same time, same place. Every day here on UFM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 UFM.
Good morning to all the parents getting the kids back to school today.
See ya.
There is a bit of a change. If your kids go to a public high school, they are no longer allowed to have mobile phones, which I think is absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
It strikes me as one of those policy decisions made by people that don't have kids. Because I got to tell you, and actually up home in Armidale, which is where I'm from, they've actually had this in place for a while, right? So they have lockable pouches at their school where the kids are supposed to put the phone in the pouch and the teacher locks the pouch and then the kid still carries around the phone all day, right?
Yeah.
And every single one of them has a burner phone that they put in the pouch and then they've still got their other phone. But some of these schools are implementing this policy by just asking the children to turn their phones off and put them in their bag.
Nah, it's off me, I swear.
I turned it off. I don't know how it turned on again.
Nah,
honestly, miss. It wasn't me, I promise.
Yeah,
good luck implementing this.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
I say good luck to the teachers today. They're the ones that need it.
Well, speaking of new rules and new innovation, I suppose, it could be a change to the way we shop right here in the Hunter. And it could be seeing the hours you're allowed to shop be based on your age.
Ooh, spicy.
Look, we'll chat about it. We'll unpack it all in minutes and get your thoughts shortly here on UFM. Because there could be an exciting change to your supermarket shopping experience, right?
Ooh.
So this proposed innovation is boomer hours at Coles or Woolies, right? So, and this is something I can get behind. It's led by young Aussies who are concerned, and this is the quote, with elderly people getting in the way while they're shopping. So, and let's be honest, older generation, they've got more time to be at the shops. So they take more time. They have a chin wag with their friend. They're like, they've got two shopping trolleys abreast. They're taking up the whole aisle. I don't know. They get in the way sometimes. So this proposition would see oldies restricted to shopping within these approved boomer hours.
Interesting. Now, what are your thoughts on this, Stephen?
All for it.
Yeah?
Absolutely all for it. Yeah. I want to get in and get out when I go to the shops. Take me half an hour tops. And when there's people in the way, I'm trying to swerve my trolley around and get through them and past them and around them. It's a nightmare.
Interesting. What about you, Kath? What do you think about this?
I think if you're in that much of a hurry to get through the supermarket, then you should order online and just pick it up in the car park because they do that now. But ultimately, I don't think anybody... It's just fundamentally ageist, isn't it, to say when you can shop based on your age?
What I actually think it's a good idea because, I'm 49 and so I reckon it's good because... Boomers, they don't have enough advantages out there in the community. They're disadvantaged in a lot of ways. So to give them a special hour, that's what we deserve. And that's our right, I reckon.
Would your thoughts change on it if then younger people weren't allowed to shop in those boomer hours?
That's better. Yeah, I think that's good. I think, like I said, we should, as boomers, we should get more advantages.
Not like a security guard at the door checking your ID as you come
in. That's
how
it should be. That's what I reckon. 55 plus. Yeah, or 50 plus. I'm hoping to use it next year.
Well, it just wouldn't be an issue if, they weren't just in the way all the time, the oldies, And, you can go at Tuesday at 10:30 in the morning or something like that, What's that? That's quiet hour normally, isn't it? You can go then. Just don't go at 5 p.m. when I'm knocked off work and I want to try and get me shopping done ASAP.
I think security guard at the door is a perfect idea. I think it's great. Like a reverse nightclub. Must be over this age to enter this time.
This feels like one of those main character syndrome type stories.
Oh, no, that'll do. I'm not, no. You know what? People say that the younger generation is entitled. There's no one more entitled than the older generation.
All right, well, let's ask Newcastle 4967-4105. What do you think of this idea of boomer hour restricting shopping only to certain age groups in certain hours?
Yeah, I think this is a great idea. Let's do it as soon as possible. $100 fuel cards up for grabs. If you've seen the price of petrol, and you've probably used all your petrol on your drive in this morning
because
traffic's so bad, you can win it just by calling up now. 4967-4105.
Oh, we'll go to Rutherford first. Morning, Cheryl. What do you think of this boomer hour at the shops?
I think it's rubbish.
No good, you reckon?
Yeah, no. The younger people need to have a bit more patience.
Yeah.
And just think, their parents took them shopping when they were younger and they had to put up with the same thing. Probably not. The younger ones can be quite rude and, we've got every right to shop anytime we want to, the same as everybody else. Yeah.
But then wouldn't you see the appeal of going when there's no younger people there and that there's not these rude younger generation that's tainting your shopping experience?
No. I think that, everyone together, whatever time suits.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so we're one to team keeping it any time for anyone.
Team Kath, unbelievably, getting some support. I can't believe that.
Up next to Paxton, Amanda, what are your thoughts?
No, I'm sorry, I don't agree with you guys.
You agree with me, Ryan. This is a nonsense idea.
It is. It's absolute rubbish. I think that people should be able to go and shop whenever they like. And I'm an aged care nurse, so I work with the elderly every day.
Uh-huh.
And, when the elderly go shopping, some older generation, they book services
to be able to go out and do their shopping. Yeah. So it's when the companies have got available time. So
okay, fair enough. Well,
this is why we need to go to the fines. Another perspective, one that perhaps you and I hadn't thought of, Creevo.
That is true. That is true. All right. To Cessnock next, Colin, what are your thoughts?
I think it's a disgusting idea.
Okay. All right. Colin hates it. Wrapping it up in Wall's End. Lisa, what are your thoughts?
No, absolutely no.
Okay. Oh,
clean sweep to Kath. Unbelievable.
Stephen, you and I liked the idea, but unfortunately...
But you said no.
100% of callers hate it. So I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, well. What can you do, hey? You can only float these ideas about. And sometimes they don't get off the ground, do
indeed.
They?
That's us done for today.
We better do our caller of the day. We'd have to be Greenkeeper Pete, wouldn't it?
Yeah. He had a gym disaster story that had to be heard to be believed.
Would have been heard if you were there. A bottom burp, as he said, into the microphone at a Zumba class.
By the instructor.
Very embarrassing. $100 worth of free fuel coming your way, Pete. Once again, if you are on the roads, make sure, you know, you allow extra time and you're just courteous to the other drivers because everyone's sitting there in traffic at the moment. It's bad for everyone. Show a bit of patience and just, yeah, some love for your fellow Hunter drivers,
that's
I suppose.
That's it. Very well said. Couldn't have said it better myself. We'll see you tomorrow, everyone.
See you then.
Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.